I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Old MacDonald had a farm. Well, if she had it in the 1900s, she undoubtedly lost it because of mismatched farming techniques that created the Dust Bowl, among the worst man-made ecological disasters. Historians of this era note that farmers were grossly misinformed about the Great Plains growing conditions, which assumed ample rain fell on the plain and watered all those grasses. But in fact, the ecosystem was inherently arid. Native grasses had evolved to survive using deep roots to hold onto moisture and nutrients. The industrialized farms replacing them planted crops with shallow roots. While running the Soil Conservation Service, Dr. Hugh Hammond Bennett worked to instill the earliest regenerative farming practices across the 1940s and 50s. But our modern food belt farm system remains endangered. Since 1948, huge corporate farms have swallowed up some 4 million small, independent farms. These family farms make up 90% of the food system, which was one goal of the Homestead Act. However, most of these operations are struggling financially, as 80% of all grocery store produce comes from a few enormous corporate farms, leaving little to no room on the shelves for family-grown foods. Ordinary people literally transform the food landscape and the planet when they convert food scraps to compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.